Aircheckdownloads.com.
Great stuff from Paul. 38 this Wednesday. He's getting on now, pushing 40. I feel a little old every time I play a Beatle record. These youngsters are into noise these days. I don't agree with that. I like a tune. It's 17 minutes to 1 o'clock, and we have a few adverts, and after that, we have a horror story from Vincent Price. Sound of the Expressors. And Hey Girl, and that's for the Rotaract Club of Fleet. Well done, guys, raising £500, or trying to, by pushing a pram all the way to Little Hampton for help a London child.
I'll tell you about children. They're everywhere. This planet is overpopulated. Do you realise that every 10 seconds somewhere in the world, a woman gives birth to a child? Well, it can't go on like this. We've got to find this woman and stop her.
Hello, this is Peter James.
It's a free, free world. Oh, Freddy. This wonderful new multifaceted person you are. Yes, that's old. Melina there and Play the Game. And the B-side is great too, I've just been told, so we'll bung that in a little later. 5 minutes to 1 o'clock and the news. But first, you know when you go across the Atlantic these days, you get served tea and meals and little square packets and you get a movie sometimes. It's a really terrific happening. But the first time it ever happened, it was Horrorsville, and it took place 61 years ago this very day. That was the historic, horrific flight of all Cock and Brown. 61 years old today. The first non-stop hop across the Atlantic, and it started from Leicester's Field in St. John, Newfoundland, by nearly demolishing the earth banks at the end of the runway. Up to the skin of its teeth, the converted Vickers Vimy bomber was soon shrouded in fog. An exhaust manifold blew away, and halfway across, the plane nosedived. For a few horrifying moments, all Cock and Brown were skipping the whitecaps, disoriented and flying the wrong way. The worst wasn't over. Driving snow blocked the carburetor intakes, whatever they are, and Brown, with a crippled leg, had to clamber out on the wings not once, but six times to free them. Finally, they sighted land. In the nick of time, for the flaps were freezing up, they touched down near Clifton in Galway. Ran smack into a bog and cartwheeled to a halt. Hope no one was in there at the time. Miraculously, they were unharmed. Perhaps thanks to Twinkle Toes and Lucky Jim, two stuffed black cats who'd flown the Atlantic with them. Thank you, thank you. It wasn't all little square meals and movies in those days. Thank God they did it for us. Ooh, I'd hate to have been there. All that horror going on. I mean, sitting here with all these new switches is bad enough. Okay, the longest single in the world at this particular moment, Alan Price and House of the Rising Sun. Oh dear, I've only got a minute to play it in, and I can't even speed it up. Oh, bum! Oh, wonderful, and there's another 4 minutes of that. Alan Price and House of the Rising Sun. But all things must come to a grinding halt at this particular moment in time, because it's 1 o'clock and time to go over to the offices of IRN for yet another news time check.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Des Fahey.
Aircheckdownloads.com.